The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Construction activity continued to decrease in December. That's according to the AIB Purchasing Managers Index. It marked the eighth straight month of decline, despite a slightly slower fall for the final month of the year. However, there were some brighter signs looking into 2026 as new orders increased for the first time in 5 months. Peter Finn, better known as Pete the Builder, is on the line, and he's going to dissect these figures for us and what they might mean. Peter, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well, but I'm a bit perplexed by these figures because everywhere I go, I see construction. I see constructions of large apartment buildings. I see construction on the roads, junctions being torn up and put together again. I see house extensions by the new time. So to the ordinary observer, it seems like everything is going gangbusters in your trade.
Yeah, well, look, I think it's always very important to take numbers that you see in metrics from any industry, and you know, rather than just looking at the headline and the, I suppose, what the immediate reaction would be to, you know, what appears to be a reduction in figures, to the reality of what's actually happening. And look, I think there's an awful lot of factors involved in why those metrics or those figures have come out. And you know, look, I think it's fairly clear that globally we have a lot of uncertainty because of obviously what's happening in America, in particular with Donald Trump literally, you know, calling out different countries on a daily basis, creating an awful lot of uncertainty in lots of different markets. And it, that was very clear to see had an effect on our industry when it came to the commercial construction of data centers. There was decades of work considered to be there in our country for data centers, and then suddenly that all kind of, it didn't get put on stop, it got put on pause because tariffs that Trump was talking about had an immediate effect on you know, a huge amount of these data centers and pharmaceuticals as well. So I think that was something that certainly had a factor. And then, you know, myself and yourself have discussed this before, you know, there's a huge amount of red tape within our own country internally that, you know, has taken a long time to resolve. And I think it is going in the right direction. And I think, you know, part of the report that came out there is saying that there is, you know, in 2026, there's a lot of positivity, moving towards positivity. But 2025 did show a small contraction in the index, you know.
I'm wondering what goes into that index. I mean, is it every building material? Is it steel? Is it timber? Is it, you know, what goes into that purchasing index? Because there are different demands for different materials at different times in the construction cycle. At the beginning, you might need a lot of concrete for the pouring of foundations. Later on, you might be looking at a lot of wiring for your first fix.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be honest, I'm not an expert to tell you exactly every single element that is used to come up with those figures. But it's obviously got to do with purchasing of materials. It's got to do with orders that are going in the future. And then it's obviously got to do with pipeline of work that is seeing going forward. It does mention as well that a lot of companies have taken the time to resource and to take on more people. So while the industry showed a small contraction, I think companies took a time. I suppose, look, no industry can continue to grow every year. And I think what has happened is last year, because of the elements that we just discussed, it kind of slowed down a little bit. And again, I think the industry needed that for a little bit of settlement and a little bit of regrouping. And I think what has happened is a lot of the big players in the industry have used that period of time to maybe get more resources in and to get themselves ready for 2026, because in the background there's been a huge amount of investment put in into infrastructure for the services network in our country. Like, I'm talking ESB, Irish Water, Wi-Fi networks. Like, there's been a huge investment into that, and that's continuing to happen as well in this year going forward, which then obviously opens up other works as well, because there's a lot of developments that are ready to go, but Irish Water and ESB networks aren't there.
But
so there's a lot of factors at play.
That's an excuse sometimes offered. I can't get an electricity connection. I can't get a water connection. I can't link up to the main sewerage system. However, there are an awful lot of unbuilt planning permissions that have no problem going forward. but are simply not built. Why might that be?
Yeah, well, again, it's when it comes to development as well, you've got to understand that people are, you know, there's investment being put into these developments based off a return in terms of they're going to financially get their return back. And again, if the development starts at the wrong time, and if, let's say, you have the development built but you can't get your services connected, you know, it comes to a standstill and people who have purchased the houses can't move in, and obviously then the people who have put the investment in can't get their return. So that means that they delay the start process until all of those things are lined up, or at least at a certain point when they can commit to it. So that has definitely been happening across the country this year. There's also, you know, again, fluctuation in prices as well was holding investors back on pulling the trigger on pushing on with these developments. But we still have a huge demand. There's obviously a housing crisis. There's a huge demand for first-time buyers, you know. And look, the government are identifying that, and they've, like, you know, slowly starting to increase the parameters for first-time buyers, and they're, you know, they're spreading across different parts of the country as well. So, you know, like, I think what we've seen in today 2025 was a year of preparation for maybe a push going forward. But I don't think we're going into another Celtic Tiger whirlwind, and we're definitely not going to go into a year of collapse or you know dramatic drop. A little bit of a settlement, I think, is what happened in the industry. And to be honest with you, Pat, it was badly needed, because the amount of fluctuation in costs that have happened in the industry, I don't think there's been an industry like it that, like, costs have gone up in other industries, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, cost of living and that type of thing has happened across the spectrum. But when it comes to our industry, I've never seen a spike in the costs in my industry in since I've been working in construction. So I do think that there's been a bit of a settlement and a preparation for pushing on. But there's a huge demand. Like, it's obvious there's a huge demand. And then, again, we haven't even mentioned the resources problem that we've got. We've basically, you know, to get all of this work done, we need workers to be able to do it.
And how are you finding that availability of a workforce? I mean, is there a huge shortage out there?
Being totally honest with you, again, towards the second, probably the last quarter of the year, I did find that, you know, people were becoming a little bit more available because of exactly what we've been talking about here. I think that a lot of the bigger work slowed down, and therefore, you know, it's a natural process then that if the higher end of the work is slowing down, then that filters back down slowly back down to the residential as well. And I did find that people did have a little bit more availability, but overall, is there enough workers in construction at the moment? There's absolutely not. There's still a huge demand, and there's still a huge requirement to get more workers in place. But we do need to get the playing field ready for development to be able to push on, to be able to. So if we start recruiting into our industry, we need to be able to have the work flow and for it to be able to happen in a proper process. We can't have a stop start situation going on. And unfortunately, again, with the global issues going on, that does bring uncertainty at the higher levels again when it comes to
there seems to be no shortage of work. I mean, between retrofitting insulation and all the rest of it, you mentioned the installation of broadband, which requires a huge amount of work all over the place. You can see Virgin Media vans here, there and yon, all doing installations, roads dug up here and there. There seems to be an awful lot going on. So I'm wondering whether we should pay a blind bit of attention to this Purchasing Managers Index at all. Does it tell us anything really?
Yeah, well, look, it's a forecast, and it's a numbers look at where the industry was last year. Remember, it's last year's numbers. It's not the numbers going forward. So, look, I think you can always get some information from these things, but it is something, you know, is it a Bible that you would lay your hat on? No, it's absolutely not. It's an indication of where the industry roughly was. But as I said there earlier, I think it's an illustration that there was a bit of a settlement and a regrouping within the industry, and there's just no doubt about it. The investment and the plans are in place going forward, and it takes time for that to happen. Like, I mean, we were probably pushing too fast without having the infrastructure in place to be able to keep up with it. And I do think that the infrastructure is now going to keep up with the demand, and, you know, we should see a clear flow and a clear pipeline of work going forward. But I'd love to see some sort of a settlement. I really would like us to to try and get a steady flow. And look, it's a very difficult thing to do in any industry, in any business, is to try and have that nice steady flow of work and supply and demand matching. But unfortunately, in our country, we've had huge, you know, pushes with Celtic Tiger issues and spiking in, you know, the amount of work that's going on and the cost of the work, and then a sudden drop again. I don't think we're ever going to go near back to that. We've learned a lot.
Well,
nowhere near as much debt in the country. But at the same time, if we could just try and set ourselves up where we get a good flow of work and a good flow of investment and our infrastructure in place, we should have, you know, plenty of very good years ahead in the industry.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much for joining us. That's Peter Finn, better known as Pete the Builder.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.